locally run for 4 decades. Management Board Chair Marie Dickens says that reasons for the transfer include increased costs, tightening compliance regulations, and difficulty in hiring senior staff. However, hundreds of people signed a petition urging the cancellation of any transfer. The Australian Workers' Union says it would prefer the centre remained locally controlled. Northern District Secretary Jim Wilson says, quote, "In our experience, generally, what happens when a community loses control of an important institution like an aged care home is it eventually results in worse services for the community," end quote. More in local news, ongoing industrial action will put Brisbane ferries out of action for 4 hours today, with stoppages between 9 and 11am and 4 and 6pm. This follows the negotiations between River City Ferries and the Maritime Union of Australia over an enterprise agreement. Union members are asking for a pay increase to match the Fair Work Commission's 4.75% annual wage review increase. River City Ferries are claiming it is not viable despite parent company Kelsian Group financial reports showing substantial increases in revenue and profit.
In national news, a Four Corners investigation has revealed the classification algorithm deciding support for older Australians. The integrated assessment tool replaces a clinician's professional decisions when reassessing in-home aged care funding. Professor Kathy Eager says the key flaw was that crucial questions about cognition, frailty, and other health conditions were considered too late in the decision tree algorithm to have an impact. Under questioning by the Coalition, the Greens, and Independent Senator David Pocock, the Department of Health and Ageing admitted there had been no live trial of the final algorithm, and it was unable to name any expert clinicians who validated it. Also in national news, better conditions on pay and insurance will be set in place through the new interim minimum standards for food and grocery delivery workers. Across platforms like Uber Eats and DoorDash, workers will receive at least $31.30 an hour, which is above the national minimum wage of $26.44. The changes improve the working conditions, pay and insurance protection of 250,000 workers, and come in response to the federal government's gig worker reforms that were put in place 2 years ago, set to uplift the Fair Work Commissions through setting minimum standards for employee-like contractors. Michael Kane, the National Security of Transport Workers Union, in a statement regarding the changes, said, quote, "It's history in the making, really, not just in Australia, but right around the world," end quote.
In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. will reduce joint military exercises with South Korea. Trump says the drills are costly and send an inappropriate and hostile signal, while noting South Korea had recently declined to join the U.S. in denuclearization of Iran. The decision comes as the U.S. and South Korea prepare to begin annual military exercises involving 18,000 troops. Additionally, North Korea's foreign ministry condemned military drills as a rehearsal for an aggressive war. In 2018, Trump had suspended the joint military exercise with South Korea after negotiations with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of showers. It is currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in your higher band. That's all for your 11 AM news. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or social media at 4ZZZ.org.au.